Welcome to the Jimmy and Nate podcast. We hope this wasn't a mistake. If it was, please stay. And remember, you can listen to the podcast whilst you're
freaking out while meeting a celebrity.
Oh, yeah. Freak out.
Freak out.
Because you had a little freak out today, didn't you?
I did. When I was talking to Sophie Monk, huh?
You freaked out then.
I did freak out then too, but not because of celebrities.
No. Well,
These
ones in the studio.
You're not celebrities.
Oh, I beg to differ. What is it? I'm going to Google what the definition of celebrities.
Famous person.
Thanks, Nate.
We had Sophie Monk on the show today.
We did. Yes.
We gave you the opportunity to ask her two questions. The first question was great.
Oh no. The Oxford definition of a celebrity. It's a noun. A famous person.
Oh yeah.
No way. Nathan Oxford Roy.
There you go. The old Oxford.
And the second definition, the state of being well known.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. The old Oxford. I get called the Ox every now and then. Show us your Oxford dictionary.
Nobody says that.
Show us your dictionary. The big dish.
Yes, I did freak out whilst talking to Sophie Monk. But then we asked people on the phones for other times they freaked out talking to
Sophie. Are you okay, mate?
I can't make fun of Grace.
She keeps looking at my dictionary.
You can't say that.
You can beep it out.
No,
for those that don't
dictionary
know,
is a normal word. Look it up in the dictionary.
But what you're saying, you don't know this, but Grace, you don't listen to the podcast.
No, God, no.
But Grace just edits this all the time.
Yeah, I edit stuff out. Yeah. I make myself sound better.
Well, you have creative license to just edit. Yeah.
She sometimes takes the... So when we're chatting here right now, we may chat for 3 minutes. Sometimes if she does not...
She'll just take an early out.
She'll take it at 1 minute. Yeah.
Yep.
It's been done.
You just get out.
Oh, Thank you for listening and noticing.
And she doesn't just beep swear words. It's like the way you said that, she would just beep that out.
Why?
Sometimes it makes it sound worse, which is fun.
So it's like, hey, she was... Beep.
It's like, whoa, what the did I say?
Now I'm going to beep that again. Oh.
Don't beep the dictionary part. That's fine.
No,
that's fine.
I will have to beep you saying that word, though.
What word?
The one you said earlier.
Yeah, mate, she has creative license. She just does whatever she wants.
Well, she's the EP of the show, mate.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
I stuffed up today, too. Grace stuffed
you
up
did.
A few times chatting about the Wiggles.
That was a sad moment
and
for me.
And I was trying to roast her about said stuff-ups, and I stuffed up.
Yeah. You're up there on the pedestal and then just tripped, didn't you? Fell down on top of her.
Fell flat on my face.
Mm, that was sad.
It was sad.
How did that make you feel? You've been pretty happy.
So it was like vindication. It was so happy.
You can't say vindication, mate.
Why not?
Whoa, beat that
beat
up.
Beat that out. Jesus. Things like that on this
show.
It was
very satisfying.
Mm.
What was satisfying?
Jimmy
you
falling
being
on
wrong?
You?
No.
Oh.
Grace is probably editing this.
This is not in the podcast.
Really?
Yeah. No. What she does is she just finishes it earlier.
Will it come back?
What?
No. So this what?
Maybe,
even if you edit
if
that
you
out,
say something like really worthwhile.
Really worthwhile.
That got you.
Googie.
I don't know why. It wasn't even that good, but it got me.
It was just clever. Smart funny.
It was clever.
It was smart funny.
You just did what she said.
It was not smart funny.
It was smart
It just
funny.
Caught me off guard.
Yeah. Just smart funny. That's what it is.
Yeah, you are. You're intelligent. You're fit. You're virile.
What? You can't say that.
No, you can say that. I'll leave
you
that
virile.
That's not even a word.
You rile me up. I met a urologist the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
What's wrong? What's going on?
That's good.
Yeah, thanks.
That's good.
Doesn't matter, though. None of this is happening.
And Jim, we're asking now. Oh, no, we scrapped that, didn't we? 131060, who'd you see nude? We scrapped that.
I'm happy to ask it.
Yeah, 131060, if you do want to call, who'd you see nude?
We don't need a description.
Yeah.
Just like...
Who'd you see nude?
Yeah. I'll tell you who I saw nude the other day.
Oh, were you watching me again?
My mother.
Oh, because she was staying
with
you.
She was staying with me.
Oh, Sue.
She forgot a towel. I mean, she could have just yelled out or something. But
oh,
I was,
she toddled out, did she?
Yeah.
Oh, Sue.
Look, I'm 32. It's not something
you... don't need to see that.
No.
You don't need to see your mum's bits.
I haven't seen mum nude.
I know.
Oh, sorry.
I haven't seen a nude.
I was just like, oh.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a nude in
months.
Days. Wait, did pictures days. Count? My messages?
Yeah, man. Oh, well, obviously, oh, we got yeah. that WhatsApp.
Yeah.
A self-confessed ballsy real estate agent in the US, Jim, is getting traction online. Forget this. Selling houses by posting full frontal nude photos of himself in and around the house to try and help it sell. Apparently, it's working. Well, this is what he said. He said his most recent listing is a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom, 2,100-square-foot home in a place called Monterey Hills, up for $2 million. Already after his full frontal nude post, he's had over 100 inquiries. Hmm. Now, he hasn't specified whether the inquiries are for him as a person or for people wanting to buy the house, but he swears that this is helping him sell houses.
Yeah, look, he said the market's quite hard yep. at the moment, and he couldn't believe that he hasn't sold already. He said it's a bit stiff.
Absolutely. Well, the price is, yeah, absolutely. Here's a few photos of him. I mean, it is. It's very much. It's blurred out because it was on the internet, but full.
But he when he posts them.
When he posts a full frontal nudes. Full frontal nudes. But, I mean, sometimes he goes a little bit far. There's him at the front. He's supposed to show that you can relax in these houses. Yeah, that's the message.
He's wearing a robe in the one they showed me at the front of the house, but it's open.
Yeah, it's and full open.
And he's wearing a apron in the kitchen, cooking. Yep.
Yeah.
So he's kind of showing you what you can do.
Yeah,
get up,
absolutely.
Get your morning paper. Yeah. Get the mercury.
100%. Here's what I thought, and you kind of alluded to it then. I'm thinking, I mean, if he's having so much success, maybe our realtors here in Hobart should try this. You know what I mean? We've dealt with some realtors. Hmm. So what I thought is, I mean, I've just got a list of the realtors here in Hobart and I guess how they could rebrand themselves. How they could rebrand themselves if they were to market their houses with full frontal nudes or just any kind of tasteful nude. You know what I mean? So Harcourts. Yeah, I mean, you already mentioned it. It could be hard courts. Nest. You know Nest?
Yeah.
It's called Bush. Fall Real Estate. Could be Balls Real Estate. Charlotte Peterswald. Charlotte Peniswald. PRD, where you can figure out what those letters might stand for. Pretty Real.
No.
Dong. Downs and Property. Pants Down to Property. And this is my favourite one. Lennon McClure Property. Could be Lenude McClure.
Lenude.
Lenude McClure Property.
Oh.
And it's at this point that I'd love to go to our executive producer, Grace, who had no idea that this was going to be part of it, just for any feedback on whether or not you...
I don't have any words right now.
Really?
No.
It was that good.
No.
Favourite segment.
What do you think?
It was, yeah.
131060. Who'd you say?
Who's your real estate agent, Grace?
I don't have one because I own my house.
Oh. Must be nice. If you ever think about selling, what you could do is stand at the front and...
Jim, after months of build-up on this show, great news, and what a weekend for it to arrive. Hobart's newest Antarctic icebreaker, RSV Noyina, has arrived into town. Finally, it's here, guys. The $538 million vessel that arrived on Saturday morning, Captain O'Doherty. He said upon its arrival in Hobart following the six-week voyage from the Netherlands, six weeks from the Netherlands, he said it's easy to control.
Can I just say?
Yeah.
Thought it'd be longer.
Well, we did build it up. I also thought it would be longer.
Yeah,
like, haven't seen it up close though.
Like 6 weeks from Netherlands.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought you meant you thought the boat would be longer.
Oh no, the trip.
Oh, right, okay. Like, I was talking about the boat.
No, if you go, have you been up close?
No, I haven't.
Oh yeah,
massive,
it's massive.
Yeah, okay.
You and I both saw it from afar coming in on Saturday. You took a photo, sent it to our group chat. Boat watch.
That's what it came to in lockdown, guys. Yeah. Boat watch.
Nathan out for his 1 hour of exercise and
started taking boat photos.
You like those plane watches?
I love them. Boats. That's my new thing, boat watching.
But I've driven past it at the dock, and it's massive.
It's massive.
It's
okay.
Huge.
Okay, good.
But no, I meant the 6 weeks. I was like, yeah, I thought it'd be longer.
Thought it'd be, yeah.
I see. Netherlands?
I thought it'd be shorter.
That's like ages.
Yeah, I know. But like back in the day, yeah, probably be longer, you know, when you're just relying on wind and sailboats.
Because I don't have a lot of experience on boats.
So well, I do, mate.
So is that about
experience
right?
Experience GBH. Well, I've only done...
What's GBH stand for?
General Purpose Hand.
Self-appointed title?
No, that's a
real one?
I had to do a course. I had to do a one-dayer. One-day course for that.
Let's stop it.
And you get your first aid and everything. I get a little lapel. Little lapels. So,
no, you don't.
I do.
Show me them.
I don't have them on me. Or do I?
No.
I've been waiting for this moment.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age.
Yes, Jimmy Nace Age Game. Everybody has an age. This is where we challenge ourselves to guess how old certain listeners are. 13, 10, 60. Of course, if you want to play, best bit about it, we get it wrong, you win. Producer Grace, master in charge of the scores.
Yeah, I'm adding up the difference between your guesses and our callers' actual ages to figure out your overall difference in discrepancies across the year. And whoever ends the year with the lowest overall difference in years wins. Now, we're in October, so we don't have a whole heap of time left. Probably just 2 months.
Well, no, that's exactly how many.
Yes.
I think our last show is the 17th of December.
17th, so exactly 2 months.
So pretty much exactly 2 months.
Yes.
Yeah. So we all got 4 weeks off?
Yeah, I haven't chatted to our boss yet, but I hope so.
You might get a Producer Grace show.
A lot of people messaged
about that. Get Producer Grace on. Mm-hmm. More Producer Grace. So you can't get any more Producer Grace than just a Producer Grace show.
Yeah, but
just
Producer Grace just on her own is just a hot mess. We all balance each other out. Yes, exactly.
That's why we've been pushing for a Producer Grace show, just to remind the people.
Because then you'll lose Producer Grace entirely because people are going, why are we letting this girl on the air?
Yeah, that's true.
You just got to give them small tastes.
We're a team, aren't we?
Yes.
We're like a chocolate cake, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you were just eating raw eggs, Nath,
wouldn't
be nice.
No.
If you were just eating Grace, which is just sugar.
That
would be nice.
Too much sweetness.
And I'm chocolate.
If anything, I was gonna you're the flour. Raw eggs.
So last week, Jimmy was off by 7 years, Nath was off by 9. We now have a difference of 8 years. Jimmy is at 149 and Nath is at 157.
Yeah.
So we've got 2 months left and we're only just starting to see a small lead. It could still go either way.
Little breakaway. I've got to start chipping away to get it a bit closer because 8 is just outside the comfort zone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like often 5. 5 you can do in one round.
How many was Nath off last week?
He was off 9.
See? You can do it. That's again. It's
but
not...
you were off 7. Yeah, so between you, 2. Just some maths. See, this is why you don't want just Producer Grace.
A whole cup of sugar over here.
Gee, maybe you're the raw eggs.
To be fair, I went raw eggs for you because they're the highest amount of protein.
Yeah.
And out of the three of us, you got big muscles, which you need protein for. There was a thought process.
Mm.
Grace, very sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Me, chocolate. I don't know. I just panicked. I'd probably flour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, flour.
And then the show is chocolate cake.
Could you mix it all together?
Yeah. I don't know where we're getting the chocolate from in this analogy.
The listeners of the chocolate gym. Well done.
Throw it all together and it's a delicious cake.
Absolutely.
Because if you just have flour, eggs and sugar, that's not very nice either. We need the chocolate.
Oh, we should have stopped.
I mean, that's what I was... implying, but thanks for spelling
13, 10, 60, age game next. If you want to play, we get it wrong, you win. Jump on the phones, that's it. The missing piece of our chocolate cake is you listeners. You're the ones that bring it together. You are the chocolate that make it so sweet and tasty and moist.
Settle down, though. You're getting a bit in Grace territory
now. Is that too much?
She over-explained it.
Okay. Thanks for being the chocolate. Let's do this.
They call me 30. They call me 24. They call me 12. They call me 73. That's not my age. That's not my age. That's not my age. It's the age game.
Just quickly, a bit of off-air administration. Don't usually do it on the show, but Producer Grace, we're going to there's a promo in that cake thing. Just want to make it. You probably already thought that. Yeah.
Mm.
Good.
Oh, well done.
That's why you're on. See, that's why you are our sugar.
That's why you're the sugar, mate. Bringing the sweet stuff. All right, Jimmy Nace Age Game. we get a call, we try and guess her age, we get it wrong, they win. This morning, playing from Brighton. Hello, Laura, how are you?
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you know, a bit of radio, Laura. What about you?
Just driving to work.
Essential
after lockdown.
Good on you,
Laura. What do you do for work, Laura?
I'm a chef.
Chef.
Oh, love that. Oh, we're just talking about cakes.
I can bake that chocolate cake.
Yeah, so what ingredients are in a cake? Was I right? Flour,
yeah,
eggs?
Yeah.
Sugar.
You can pretty much make it with the basicest stuff ever. As long as it rises, you're aces.
Would you describe the Jimmy Nace show as the chocolate cake, Laura?
Oh, I think you need, like, some nuts because a couple of you sound a little kooky.
I like that. That's good. We'll add that in.
Just some shaved almond across the top.
Oh, no, man. Roasted hazelnuts.
Okay.
Yeah, she's the chef. We're going to stop suggesting.
I'm just a nut, but I'm also the flour. Laura, how long have you been a chef for?
A while.
Okay. You don't want to give too much away, do you?
Well, I could say I've been in the kitchen since I was 14.
Okay.
Do you love it, Laura?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, my mum's a chef. It's her favourite thing. Not me.
Nah. I'll cook all day and I'll go home and cook more.
Laura, my mum works at Freedom Furniture.
What?
Yeah, no relevance. I just thought we were talking about mums.
Well, you know, you need a couch to kick up on, so that's, you know, it all relates.
Good. Turn everything into a positive. Laura, you married?
Yes.
Got kids?
I have one.
One kid.
How long have you been married for, Laura?
2 years, almost 2 years, I think.
Why'd you have to think about that, Laura?
I'm not sure.
I feel like you're making all this up. How long have you been a chef for? Are you married? Yeah, kind of. Okay. What's your kid's name, Laura?
Dixie.
Oh, you did?
Laura. Okay. Is your name even Laura?
It is.
Dixie's a lovely name.
She's short and sassy. I love it.
Okay.
Everyone's going to know who this is now.
Everyone's going to know. Shout out to everybody, Laura and Dixie. We love those two. Laura, last question. What do you like to do on weekends?
On the weekends? Well, I've just stopped my other job. So at the moment, I'm trying to find myself because I've been working for the last, well, since Dixie was born. I used to work weekends. So I've now got them free.
Well done. Good on you. All right. Congrats. Anything else for Laura, Jim?
You no, I'm good.
That? All right. Stay there, Laura. Sorry, Laura. You had something else?
I'm camping.
Camping. You like to camp as well. Okay.
Right. Stay there, Laura.
Stay there, Laura.
We got Laura from Brighton.
Or do we? I don't know if we do.
There's a bit of confusion even at the end there. I'm camping. I don't. So Laura's a chef. She has been doing it for a while. She's been in the kitchen since she was 14 years old. She's married for, we think, almost 2 years. She has one child named Dixie, who's short and sassy. At the moment, she's finding herself because she's recently got her weekends back and she does love camping.
Mm. Is that what she said, finding herself?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
Because she's never had weekends because chefs, notorious.
Yeah, working all the time, aren't they? Tough gig being a chef, isn't it?
Well, it's fun. People say when I grew up with mum, they go, geez, you must have had good food. And I went, well, no, mum was at work all the time.
Yeah, of course.
Dad's go-to was honey sandwiches.
God, he's good at those, though.
Dad, just give me Vegemite. It's basically the same way to make it. But he goes, nah, son, honey.
Honey sandwiches. You put butter on the honey sandwiches?
Yeah, yeah. So white bread, butter, honey.
Love that. Nutritious.
That was lunch and dinner. Breakfast is Nutri-Grain.
Build you nice and strong.
You need some more honey sandwiches.
I'm struggling because I don't know what to believe. I've got an age, but I'm very unconfident.
I'm not confident either.
All right, Jim said 28. I've gone 32. Okay. Little bit of discrepancy. Little bit. All right, let's bring Laura from Brighton back. Hi, Laura. We still got you?
Hey. Yeah.
All right. Jim has said 28. Nathan said 32. Are either of those ages correct?
Oh, Jim's so close.
Oh, no. Oh, well, it's not weird. So close isn't good enough in this game. All right.
So am I 1 year off, Laura?
Yeah.
All right, let me guess. This doesn't count, but just for fun.
If you get it and say it counts, I'm going to be so mad.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. Okay. But just for fun, because it's 50-50. Right. It's either 27 or 29.
Okay.
I'm going to go 27.
Oh, I'm going to go 29, Laura.
27.
Doesn't count.
Don't celebrate.
Doesn't count, but it's just...
I'll be honest, if I got it, I was going to say it counted. It is Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and A. Thanks so much for joining us. God, Jim, we love this lady. She's a singer.
Obsessed. Producer Grace, nervous. She gets nervous.
She gets sweaty palms around this girl, too.
She buzzed her and she just to let us know the interview's good. She went, hey, guys, it's the good. Yeah. It's all good.
And she's blushing outside as well. She's a singer, actress, model, media personality. Producer Grace has got a massive crush on her. She was a member of the girl group Bardo. She's appeared on Celebrity Apprentice Australia, Australia's Got Talent, The Bachelorette, Beauty and the Geek. She's also the host of Love Island Australia. Please welcome the one, the only, Sophie Mum.
Hey, guys. How you going?
So, we're going fine. Producer Grace outside, sweating a little bit. Sweating a little bit.
Why?
She loves you. She's a big fan.
Oh, that's so nice.
I think we spoke about this last time with you as well, Soph, that Grace wanted to ask you one question. I think it was like, how are you?
Oh, yes, that's right. I do remember it. Exactly.
Soph, can Producer Grace ask another question, right? But we'll give her more time to prepare. So the last question in the interview, we'll let her ask one question. Is that okay?
Do you reckon you give her a few questions?
Yeah, I'll give her a few questions. Oh, okay.
Her face. Oh.
She just panicked. She panicked to two questions.
No, she's going off track record. One doesn't work for us.
Okay. Yeah, okay. No, you're right.
All right. You get two, Grace. Start thinking.
Two questions. So don't listen to this interview. You start thinking about what you can ask
some prep.
Sophie Monk. So first things first, how are you going? Of course, I mean, where are you in Sydney at the moment?
No, I'm Byron, because Love Island's like as close to live as we can do it, because they're public boat.
Right.
So, okay, Byron. We're still here shooting it. Yeah.
Beautiful. Hey, there's so much going on in Byron Bay at the moment. They're just
place
filming
to be.
All this stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. So how are you finding the the filming and the season and everything so far?
I mean, the season is the most interesting and fun one I've watched ever. So it's so fun. You know, I kind of watch it pretty much like you guys and then walk in the villa and go home. So it's pretty sweet myself. I can't really whinge. Yeah.
Can we ask you about Ryan Reid? When he claimed, he slept with 500 women, fans are calling BS on it. Someone did the math on Twitter, which I love, and they said that if he'd been sexually active since he was 16, that means he slept with a new woman every 6.5 days. Mm. Do you think this is just a case of lying on the resume, Soph?
I mean, it sounds like a lot to me. Like, that's very busy. You know, that also means he didn't have a down week at Christmas or Christmas or Easter too. So, I mean, it is possible, but it sounds like a lot to me.
We were talking, Soph, with
that. It stresses me out.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do it.
I'm freaked out.
Oh, I just wanted some downtime.
It's a lot of responsibility, isn't it?
It is.
Like, that's a lot of work to not stay with the same girl. To add up to 500, that's a different girl. So that's like, avoiding a relationship.
Absolutely. We were talking to Abby Chatfield about this yesterday on the show, and she said surely not all 500 would have got the big green tick. There'd be a few
bad reviews,
negative reviews on Sex Advisor.
For sure. You have to get, like your work, you have good days and bad days. Like, that's a lot of commitment. That's almost like a full-time job, I think. But did Abby think he had? I mean, I wouldn't know.
She said, again, the math, you could do it. And she said if you're having sex with multiple people at once as well, I mean, that gives you a few down weeks.
Mm.
But, she was like, you know, whatever. If he has, he has. We were asking her about, though, the bad reviews and would you go back if you've ever had a bad review? And she went, no, you just let it go. Would you ever go back, Soph, and try and change someone's mind if you had a bad review?
Oh, no. You run, don't you? Move on. No way.
Pretend it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, Soph, another thing we were talking about a little bit earlier in the week with Love Island is the interviewer that asked the question whether or not ITV would ever consider doing an LGBTQI+ version with contestants from that community on Love Island, and they came back and said logistical difficulties would make it hard, which we think is a little bit of a cop-out because, if anything, logistical difficulties, they're great on TV.
Yeah. Well, I think that, I mean, there's room for another show, but you just call it something else. I think Love Island's just like, it is what it is. That's the format. But, yeah, I do agree. That would be an amazing show to watch as well.
I mean,
and you just, you know, there's so many spin-offs of every show. Like, look at The Bachelor and The Bachelorette and whatever. You could definitely do that.
And would you host it, Soph?
Hell yes, I would.
We're just trying to help get more work.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, my job's not super hard. I'm not sure you've noticed, but I walk in slow motion into a house where then I just tell someone to pack their bags. So it's pretty, you know, it's pretty breezy.
I wanted to ask you as well, you're engaged to Joshua Gross. You met on a flight home from filming Love Island. Is that correct?
Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about that story? I find that so interesting.
Oh, well, I just jumped on a plane. It was we were heading to like 16-hour flight.
Yeah.
And I just sat next to him, started talking to him. This is right at the beginning. So and then I just went to him. He was just like charismatic and cool. I just had this connection with him. And I said, are you single? And he's like, yes. And I went, oh, can I kiss you? And he goes, yes. So then I said, do you know where my toothbrush is? So I went and got my toothpaste, went and brushed my teeth. And then came back and then, this is early on. So if he said no, that would have been an awkward couple of hours.
You said, Soph, can I kiss you? And you leaned over on the flight and gave him a big pash.
After brushing my teeth because I wanted it to be good. Yeah.
I love that.
And I guess you're gay. It was a good kiss?
Obviously.
Yeah,
obviously. 3 years later.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Bad review, she just runs, remember? So.
Yeah, never want to see him again. All right, all right. Okay, producer Grace is now in the studio. Grace, you get two questions because last time one wasn't good.
Okay, all right.
Okay, no, okay. Just take a breath first.
No, I'm breathing. I'm fine.
Sophie Monk is here.
First question. How are your wedding plans going, Sophie?
Oh, thanks, Matt. Well, we haven't really done much yet, but we think we're just going to do it at home by ourselves, like just the two of us. Because then we'll have a party another day. I just think it's just way easier. And we want really nice photos, to be honest, as well. So that's the best way to get a good photo is just focus on us. So make a dint of it.
Great question. Well done.
Well done, Grace.
Second question.
That was a really solid question, Grace.
Thank you, Sophie. Second question. We heard you sing on The Masked Singer last season. Any plans to release any new music anytime soon?
Well, I just did release a song, obviously.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Great, you should have gone with How Are You?
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Sophie.
Exactly. Stick to your good questions.
Oh, no. What are you doing? Sophie will never come back on.
Jesus.
Oh, no.
That's the best.
Sophie, we gave you so much time. You could have Googled it. You had time.
I did.
Just look at my Instagram, even.
Oh, no.
Shit.
Oh, Soph, I'm so sorry. Oh, Soph.
Oh, okay. That's
okay.
This
may be the last time you ever come on the show, so make sure you go on Catch Love Island Monday to Thursday, 8:45, Channel 9 and 9 now. We love you,
and
Sophie.
And go stream a new song.
Thank you,
Soph.
Thanks,
Sophie. Sorry.
Yes, no, that's awesome.
Jim, we've kept producer Grace in the studio. Obviously, if you were listening to the show just then, we just had Sophie Monk. Sophie Monk on the show, who we absolutely adore.
Yeah, we sat down with her last week and had a little chat, and we've been very excited to play it on the show.
Yeah, we love Sophie Monk. Now, producer Grace, you absolutely love Sophie Monk to the point where she's a celebrity crush of yours, and you freak out a little bit around her, don't you?
Yeah, look, I'm a big fan.
Yes, even
I wouldn't
now,
say
you're
I'm
stuttering.
Like a super fan, but I'm just like, in terms of people we've had on the show, Sophie Monk is up there as someone that's pretty cool, and I am, yeah.
Yeah, see, it's still there, even saying a name. Now, a couple of times we've had Sophie Monk on the show now. The first time we had her, Grace, we threw to you last minute because we wanted you to have the opportunity to ask Sophie Monk a question. That question you asked was, how are you? Which we thought was a little bit wasted.
Yes, but I figured she'd answered all these questions and maybe someone had never really stopped and asked her how she is.
Okay. Now,
Which she wasn't a fan of.
Wasn't a fan of that.
Now, the second time we had Sophie Monk on was the interview you would have just heard. We gave you a bit of prep time, a bit of lead time to ask two questions. The first question was a great question about her wedding preparations. The second question, if you missed it, happened like this.
We heard you sing on The Masked Singer last season. Any plans to release any new music anytime soon?
Well, I just did release a song, obviously.
Oh, no.
Grace.
Oh, no.
Great, you should have gone with How Are You.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, Sophie.
Exactly. Stick to your good questions. Okay.
You had a celebrity freak out.
Actually, I didn't know that you whispered great questions.
Well, I thought it was a good question, but I'm not a super fan. You know what I mean? I don't have a massive crush.
Look, I'm not a super fan in that I know everything about her. I think she's really great.
You freaked out.
I freaked out.
You had a celebrity freak out. Now, I feel like this is something that you've done before. Have you ever done it with a different celebrity before?
Yes, actually. I remember a couple of years ago, I was on the Aria's red carpet. I was very lucky to be there. And Lorena from The Bachelor, like the first season of The Bachelor, came up. You know, she was the dirty street pie one?
Yeah.
And
idea who that is.
I told her that I loved her.
Have you been drinking?
No.
Celebrity freakouts. So this is going to be something that a lot of people do, I reckon. Celebrity freakouts.
You ever freaked out around a celebrity now?
Yeah, freaked out around Delta Goodrum. I've told you this story when I met her. When she was doing she doesn't do the voice anymore. She still does the voice. I went and watched a live taping of The Voice, essentially. It was The Voice Finals. And it was during a break and all the judges walked around and Delta walked up and sat in front of us and she touched me on the leg. And she goes, "Hi, I'm Delta." And I just went, "Oh, I know."
Oh, no.
Freaked out, guys. Had a celebrity freak out. Jim, freaked out around a celeb before?
I'm trying to... You know, I stayed pretty cool, calm and collected. I'm trying to think.
Is there one that you've had, maybe you weren't happy with how you reacted when you saw them? Maybe I always freak out when they catch you off guard a little bit. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to...
Like, with Delta, I didn't even say words. I just went, oh, anything.
What was it, Paris Hilton? I guess, I mean, it wasn't a freak out, but I didn't. She asked for my number and I said no.
So maybe that's your version of that's freaking out.
Yeah.
That's your. Everyone has a different version of the freak out.
In my head, I was like, no, that's not cool. Yeah. Like, I overthought it. I went, because I said to
you
her.
You overthought it because you were freaking out.
I went, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
She asked you for her phone number.
Yeah. She was like, we should hang out. Because I was with some friends in Vegas.
Yeah.
And we were having a fun time at a club. And she's like, we should get a number. Like, we should hang out. I didn't know if it was me one-on-one or if it was us as a group. But I was talking on behalf of the group. And I went, yeah. Dad, I was like, we're running into each other. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Nah, it sounds to me like a freak out. You freaked out, mate. You freaked.
See, we all do it. Because normal Jimmy, I mean, you guys know me. Yeah. Love getting a number. So.
Yeah, absolutely. You would have get.
It was a freak out.
Yeah, it was a freak out. All right.
30... I panicked. I was like, she's a celebrity.
It's a panic.
Just be like, be cool. Hey, whatever.
It's a celebrity freak out, which makes us want to ask the question, 131060, when did you have a celebrity freak out? When did you freak out in front of a celebrity? Maybe it was a football player. Maybe it was a cricket player. It could be absolutely anybody. I reckon it happens a lot when you run into them by accident. You know, you kind of get in a lift and you're like, oh, my God, Tom Hanks. Ah, you know what I mean? Which is what I would do if I ran into Tom Hanks in a lift.
He's not a ghost.
Hasn't he played a ghost before?
Tom Hanks.
Wilson. Jim, we just asked the question. 131060, when did you have a celebrity freak out? Freak out. Freak out. Happens all the time. Happens all the time, celebrity freak outs. The reason being is because producer Grace, I mean, while we just had a chat with Sophie Monk earlier in the show, she freaked out. She's got a massive crush on Sophie Monk. We gave her a couple of questions. One of the questions was an absolute fail. She asked if she was going to release new music. Sophie had already released new music, and it was a little bit awkward.
Apparently, this is quite common. Mads, who works here in the hit offices, joins us in the studio now. Mads, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, boys?
Now, you have a celebrity freakout story for us.
It was very embarrassing. I was about 12 or 13 at Hobart Airport on the way to Europe for the first time, and I met Joanna Griggs.
Joanna Griggs. Griggs. Okay, Griggsy.
At Home and Gardens.
Okay.
And she asked me what my name was, and I said, I absolutely stumbled.
It's a freak out, guys. It's a freak out. Did you get your name out at all?
I did, and I wrote down my address, and a few days later... Steve Irwin died, sadly, and she wrote me this lovely card, signed, and we talked about Steve Irwin.
Now, who was it addressed to? Thank you, Mads. All right, let's go to the phones. Anthony from Glenorchy. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Morning, boys. How you going?
Going all right, buddy. Have you had a celebrity freak out?
Yeah, so I used to work at one of the Bunnings stores near where they used to film, well, where they filmed Neighbours back in Melbourne. And the actress that played Steph, I don't even remember the character, Steph, came in. And I just looked up and saw her and I just went, oh, you're off telly.
What was her reaction to that, Ant?
She just like sort of gave me a bit of a smile and rolled her eyes a bit and went about her business.
Oh, and what did you internally, did you have a meltdown after you did it?
That's it. That's my, if I ever had aspirations of working in telly, that'd be it. Nah, it's all done.
Oh, you're on the telly.
I can't wait.
I love that, though.
I can't wait till we run into Ant in person. He goes, oh, you're on radio, aren't you? Good on you, Ant. Jacinta from Oyster Cove. Hi, Jacinta. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Good. You had a celeb freak out?
Yeah, it was actually my husband. We pulled up at the Snug Servo and started pumping some fuel, and Don Fisher from Home and Away was there, and I said, hey, how you going? And my husband was like, couldn't believe I spoke to him.
Not being able to get words out is my favourite type of celeb freak out.
Because usually you speak...
quite amusing.
So was your husband a big fan, Jacinta?
Loves Home and Away. Blokiest bloke I know, but come 7 o'clock,
gotta
watch
get
out.
Still watches it to this day?
Absolutely.
Massive. Oh, I love that.
So, okay, so he did the and did he get...
That's all, folks.
did he get anything else out afterwards?
No. He was just like, I can't believe you, like, because I had spoken to him. He's like, you spoke to him. I was like, yeah. He's like, normal.
Just like us. Just a regular person.
Oh, no. Yeah. Does it still eat
so
him
wait,
up?
So, wait. So, Jacinta, did he not even meet him? He was just freaking out over you meeting him?
Yeah.
Also, it was a celebrity freak out over a celebrity, like, he wasn't even the one who was there.
Pretty much. Well, he was in the car.
But yeah. You were the one that went and spoke to him. So your husband was freaking out when you were then talking to him afterwards.
Yep.
That's even better.
Did he say you better get into the car? Your husband's having a stroke? Or
pretty much. Alpha Bucks
Millionaire. Alpha Bucks. Yeah, that's right, Jim. $1 million guaranteed. Somebody will be winning that. And the Million Dollar Day is coming up very, very soon. So make sure you head to the Listener app. Download it. It is free. Listen without an e-search for Jimmy and Nate. Fill out the competition entry form. You pay for $1,000 with us. You win that. We send you over to Million Dollar Day yesterday. Of course, Georgia with the goods. She had 6 seconds left on the timer. Took home the $1,000. She is now part of our Tassie team, our Tassie list of contestants. We've got three. I think we've got three.
We've got three now.
Yeah.
We should also replay that. I know a lot of people weren't listening to the show yesterday because everyone was working from home.
The old LD.
So we might replay that in the show tomorrow if you did miss out on hearing Georgia win the $1,000.
Now this morning playing Can We Go Two in a Row, Reese from Old Beach. G'day, Reesey. How are you?
Good. How are you, mate?
Going all right, Cobber. How's the morning been?
Yeah, not too bad. Traffic's a little busy.
Yeah, well, everyone's back on the roads, Reesey.
Yep. Sure.
If you want $1 million, Reese, what do you reckon you'd spend it on?
Oh, probably try to get a house.
Smart
investment.
You sound very chilled, Reese. Yeah, probably try and get a house. Are you a chilled kind of bloke, Reese?
Oh, I like to think I am, yeah.
Yeah, well, that can work in your favour with Alpha Bucks, you know? Don't you agree, Jim? Because if you get too worked up, that's when you freak out, you know? So.
Yeah. I'm playing it cool, but I am worked up.
Okay, it's all right, mate. Well, we can't tell. All right, you ready to play this morning, Reesey?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
That's all we ask for.
Reese, this morning your letter is F, as in F for frog. Your 30 seconds starts, you know, the first topic I give you. You can pass, we can come back to that topic if there is time at the end of 30 seconds. You ready to play, Reese?
Yep.
All right, Reese, your first question, beginning with F. Name a describing word.
Oh, yeah.
A character in Shrek.
Fiona.
A five-letter word.
Five.
A colour.
Pass.
An AFL team.
Fremantle.
An appliance.
Fridge.
Selena Gomez song.
Pass.
Hobart suburb.
Pass.
TV show. You went all right. F, tricky letter.
Can I say?
That is.
It is tricky. Can I say a round of applause for Reese, Nate?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because a five-letter word. Well, five. He said five. That is a five-letter word.
It's clever. Very clever.
It kind of works.
Well, not kind of. It definitely works.
A five, and it's a lettered word. So.
Yeah. All right, F-I-V-E.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's not a five-letter word, but it is a five-letter word.
It's
a difference between getting off a horse.
No, you can't say that on the show. You almost got there with five-letter word. You know what? I'll give it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm giving
it. Yeah, give it
because it's the difference between a five-letter word and a five-letter word.
Yeah, and five has letters in it, therefore it's a letter word.
And it starts with F and it's five.
I'm giving you that, Reese.
Beautiful.
We can't give you the $1,000, though. I'll give you $50, all thanks to MyState Bank, the human way to bank. How's that sound?
That sounds great, mate.
Good on you, Reesey. You enjoy the rest of your day, all right? Enjoy the traffic.
I will do.
Good
thanks,
on you.
Mate.
Good on you, buddy.
Yeah, good love, Reesey.
Love good that. Color. Love a bit of just some chill.
Just a good man.
A bit of chill on the radio. It is Hit 100.9. It's Jimmy and A. Tuesday morning, Jim, which means this guy.
It's Tommy Tuesdays. He's from The Briefing. How wonderful life is when Tom's on the show.
Tommy Tilly!
Hello, boys. I want to start with an apology. I just checked first. Has anyone else apologised for that New South Wales bloke who sent you into lockdown?
Tom. No.
You've been waiting, haven't you?
Is it, Tom, let's be honest, is it because every week when we chatted to you, we may or may not have made some jokes about you being in lockdown? You went, well, guess what, boys? Send one of my mates down.
Look, I didn't know him personally, but yeah, friend of a friend, and he was up for the job. And yeah, look, we wanted you guys to feel some pain. You know, we've been going through it for over 3 months. So just a few days is probably all you needed to feel a bit more compassion. That's all we wanted.
Okay, right. Well, you certainly achieved that, Tom. Well done.
Yeah, we pissed off a whole state. How was the vibe?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I mean, Tom, when it comes to it, it was 3 days. It was 3 days.
Not 3 months?
No, it wasn't 3 months.
Okay. So it was what we were saying earlier with producer Grace. Like, it was over the weekend as well. So, I mean, producer Grace's weekend, she stayed at home and watched Grey's Anatomy. And usually she stays at home and watches Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, she does the same thing. I mean, look, Tommy, we did do some shout out. A lot of businesses did have to close for the weekend, which we showed some love to and stuff. But it was funny. We did see some people celebrating coming out of lockdown yesterday and decided to go to their favourite restaurants and stuff. Like, and with
much needed.
Needed this, thank God. So, yeah.
Okay, so in a way, this guy united the nation. He brought you guys closer to what Melbourne and Sydney have gone
Tom, through. No, united us to hate him.
Yeah.
United in hate.
Yeah, pitchforks and signs in the street.
Tom, I just want you to know that listenership for the briefing in Tasmania just gone down just a little bit.
As long as they come to you guys, that's all good.
No, it peaked last week when we posted all those nude photos of Tommy on our Instagram, and now it's just taken an absolute nosedive. What's happening in Sydney and New South Wales at the moment with lockdown, Tommy?
Oh, well, this is my first day at work without a mask on in a few months, which is awesome. I don't know if you hear the extra clarity in my tones, but that's why.
You've always got a beautiful voice,
yeah, you've always sounded good, Tommy.
Stop it. I was fishing for that, obviously. We're also allowed to go to the pub and not just go in and have a beer, but we can vertical drink, which means you can stand at the bar, put one elbow against it, and just chat to whoever walks in. So
love that.
Yeah, it's a game changer, isn't it?
I didn't realise that. Yeah, you guys haven't been able to do that in what? Yeah, 3+ months.
Yeah, so we were allowed to go to the pub from last Monday, but it was all sit down, and then we hit the 80% figure much quicker than expected. So just a week later, we got a whole bunch more freedom. So yeah, I'm already losing my voice from the amount of time I've been spending at the pub.
For some reason, vertical drinking, I just think it's such a funny term. All I can imagine is somebody doing a headstand on a keg and drinking out of a straw. That, to me, is vertical drinking.
And I imagine the opposite, horizontal drinking. So you're just laying down and someone's pouring a beer into your mouth, which I'm not opposed to.
Yeah, it was strange. The whole pandemic sort of revealed what really matters to us, and somehow getting vertical is one of the most important things people want to do in a pub. It's pretty strange.
Which is weird, because the whole time you're at the pub, you're trying to find someone to be horizontal with.
Yeah. I mean, that's what the New South Wales Premier's been doing. His seventh kid coming out, Tommy.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't he
amazing?
Get a
hobby. Get a hobby.
What's going on? Has he got a state to lead, Tommy?
Look, I don't know. His wife's going to be so busy looking after seven kids as he tries to run the state. But he's been pretty popular at the moment because he sort of, not quite Stephen Bradbury, but he came in right at the right moment to claim all this glory and victory as the state opens up. Now, that could change quickly if the case numbers skyrocket and people start to get worried about vulnerable people like the immunocompromised or children who haven't been vaccinated. But at the moment, it's like, this guy's great. He's pumping our kids. He's opening up the state. We love him.
My favorite tweet that I did see about Dominic Perrottet is he may always be a liberal, but his wife's always in Labor.
It's good. It's pretty good.
Got your approval.
Look, the other thing we're doing on the podcast at the moment is this whole net zero debate. I just heard it in your news bulletin. It's really heating up in Canberra at the moment. It's the same old Stoush show we've been seeing since about 2007. Are we or aren't we going to take meaningful action on climate change? And it seems that Scott Morrison is taking this pretty seriously. He's taken it to the Liberal Party room yesterday saying, look, we need the Nationals, but if we can't get them, we can still push this through Cabinet. And he wants to go to Glasgow at the end of next week and say to Joe Biden in the US and Boris Johnson in the UK that we're on board and we want to do something meaningful and commit to net zero. So the dynamics are playing out in pretty dramatic fashion in Canberra this week, and we're staying right across all that detail.
How hard, I mean, this is great that he wants to pursue net zero, this is great, but how hard will it be for a minority government to do that without the support from Barnaby and the Nationals?
Yeah, well, it just depends what happens when they come to vote on certain legislation, and you know, that all depends on how many Nationals he pisses off in this process. So there's 21 of them.
Yeah.
Apparently it's only about six who are really sort of sticking to this position where they don't want to see net zero. The majority of Nationals support it. So there's a bit of bargaining going on. So there's main points of bargaining. One is debating 2050 versus 2030. So the big thing they want to go to Glasgow with is net zero by 2050. But they also said, look, we also want to increase our ambitions for 2030. At the moment, we're going for 26 to 28% by 2030. And there's been a push from many parts to do more in that short-term space. So what they've done, they've gone to the Nationals and say, hey, we want to go harder at 2050 and 2030. The Nationals are saying, well, all right, well, maybe we'll accept 2050, but we're not going on the 2030 increase in ambition. So there's a bit of a bargaining chip there. The other one is how much money they'll spend in the region. So the Nationals are saying, well, we represent all these country electorates with big mining communities, lots of well-paid jobs in that sector. If you're going to sort of take any policy positions that reduce that income for those regions, we need compensation. So that's the other big sort of bit of bargaining that's happening at the moment. I've seen figures of $20 billion thrown around as a package that might be supporting these regions. So that number is a big part of what they'll be debating as they try and get the Nationals on board.
All right, well, make sure you listen to the Briefing podcast. You can hear all about that. Tommy knows a lot more about it than we do. So go listen to him, guys.
It was up, then it was down, but it's back up again. He's a smart man.
That's why he's the best. That's why he's the best in the business. All right, Tommy, the Briefing available weekday mornings. You can listen for free on the Listener app. Search the Briefing podcast. And Tommy, as Jim said, your approval's way up again, mate. We love you. Thanks for joining us.
Good luck out of lockdown, boys. I know it's been hard.
We made it.
Thanks for your support.
See ya.
Please welcome producer Grace for some golf.
We're gonna call the gossip Grace. Gossip Grace.
Hey Grace.
Really love it if you didn't do that. Sad news this morning. Emma Watkins, aka the Yellow Wiggle. Emma Wiggle.
No, she's leaving the Wiggles to become a Waggle. That's what she's doing.
I said Wiggle.
Miguel.
Oh, it's the French Wiggles.
Isn't that the chef?
Miguel from the living room.
Oh, yeah, the beaches.
Yeah. Miguel, it's me.
I can't believe it. I'm the Yellow Wiggle now.
No, Miguel is not the Yellow Wiggle. Okay. Emma has announced that
Wiggle. Oh. You're doing a pun because she's the girl wiggle. We girl.
Well, now there's more girls. Oh, I'll get to it in a second. All right.
Hey, mate, you're the
Grace,
one that's
this is
girl.
Very confusing. Your gossip this morning is very confusing.
So Miguel is now wiggle.
No, Miguel has nothing to do with this story.
Is Dr. Chris Brown and
Dr.
Amanda
Chris Brown has nothing to do with this story.
Right, okay.
Emma Watkins, the Yellow Wiggle, has announced that she'll be hanging up the yellow skivvy. I want to say squeal.
The yellow what? Squeal?
I want to say squeal.
Yeah, Mr. Squiggle's coming back. Mr. Squiggle and Emma Wiggle.
Should we leave the Wiggles?
And Miguel.
What if I'd watch the hell out of that.
Miggle, Squiggle and Wiggle.
Would you want? I'd watch the hell out of that show.
Oh, I'd love it.
That's got God Loki written all over it. Sorry, Grace. Can you get the story? What's
She's
going on?
She's leaving the Wiggles.
Like many people around the world, the pandemic has given me time to reflect on what's important in life. And for me, that means spending a little more time at home. Something that I didn't realise I was missing out on being away from home 8 months of the year on tour. But something that I have really cherished over the last 18 months.
Okay, is what? A
couple of things. First of all, what's the generic music? In the
I don't know why.
Royalty-free music underneath.
It's like an ad for vaccinations. Hi, you might know me, and you should get a vaccine.
Go on, Tassie, stay safe.
Second thing, why don't you just go the eagle?
Oh, my God. What's going on? That is the word. He's going to hate himself for months for that. He's going to hate it so much.
It's time for the show rating 0 out of 10.
Grace has never been happier in her life.
So good. Thank you for that, Jimmy. I really needed that this morning.
No. Well, I may as well stuff something up. Here's Adel. For such a relaxing song, there is so much chaos going on in the studio. Grace is
choking.
Ben's slapping her on the back. Poor old Jim's still recovering from his stuff up. Are we okay, guys?
Oh,
no.
Turn the mic on. You're right. She's throwing up.
What's happened? Don't throw up in the studio.
Turn the mic on.
You're right. What's going on?
No, I have a big butter halloumi. I went down the wrong way.
Are you alright?
I'm so sorry.
Poor old eggs Benny's here. Benny, you had to just smack her on the back then because
I did.
Yeah. Is she alright?
I think so.
Yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
She's good now.
Guys, are we happy to move on?
I don't even know.
Because I've got a nice story here. I've got a nice story about a surprise wedding. I love this because a Southern Tassie couple, Jim, who had planned for their wedding to be over the weekend. They have still gotten married despite the 3-day snap lockdown. Still gotten married. Lauren and Greg Coote on Friday, hours before Gutwin announced the lockdown, they decided to get married there and then on the spot, which is really nice. They were holding a wedding rehearsal at the time when the decision was made in Pine Forest at Seven Mile Beach, beautiful part of the world there. They heard Gutwin and make the announcement, and so they decided there and then to chuck on their outfits and get married.
So were their friends there?
The friends were not all their friends. So the bridal party was there. Their family were there
because they were practicing.
Yeah, because they were practicing. So everyone who was required at the rehearsal were there, and they were
the
like,
important people.
Yeah, which means the celebrant was also there, and so like, well, we're all set up. May as well. Let's just do it on the Friday, which they did, and they got married, and lived happily ever after.
Wasn't that only on Friday?
Yeah, well, it's been 3 days.
Yeah, true. Honeymoon.
I'm assuming they're still happy.
Yeah.
So, which is beautiful. I'm glad that they were like, screw it, we're going to do it anyway. Because, Jim, you and I are very passionate about this, is the wedding's all about the party.
Oh, the wedding is the best party.
Yeah,
because it's that, you know, as you get older, spoiler alert for the young people.
Uncle Jim's going to tell you a little
bit. Uncle Jim's going to tell you about life. And the wiggle giggle.
Oh, no. Let's not relive it.
No, as you get older, you have more responsibilities.
You do.
You have kids, you got mortgage, you got jobs, you got, you know, life gets in the way. You can't just hang out and have beers. But wedding, when a wedding comes around, that's when everyone, doesn't matter, from 8 to 80, they'll all change their plans to go to it.
Absolutely.
It's all ages.
Such a big occasion, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. You do not miss it. So it becomes a great party because everyone's there to celebrate. And again, it's the best party.
Absolutely. Now, it's sad, of course, that they had to cancel the wedding on the weekend, but they're going to postpone and they're going to do the party. At least now that they're married, that bit is done. People are just coming for the party. It reminded me, Jim, of course, we were supposed to MC the stage chatty ball over the weekend. And you picked up your suit from the dry cleaning place. Thanks for picking up mine.
Didn't have enough money in my account. But you know how embarrassing that was?
Yeah. What's paid. Worse, that or giggle wiggle?
I think maybe the money thing, because there's an idea that you and I do it all right as
I don't know where that idea's come from.
So I paid for mine, which was like, because I had a shirt, so mine was like 32.
Yeah, you can't even full pants.
And yours was 28. Yeah. And I tapped and it goes, declined. And it got worse because they were like, oh, you can just transfer some money.
Oh, no, I can't.
I can't.
Big Jim can't do that.
And sorry. I had to screenshot you because I was like, no, I couldn't afford it.
Because I wouldn't have believed you.
And there was one cent in my savings account and $27. I was a dollar short.
You poor bugger. How bad is it when you're a dollar short?
I'll be honest. Part of me went, do you reckon I could just ask them?
Yeah, can you knock a dollar off, guys?
That's sad.
But the reason I bring it up wasn't to relive that sad moment.
It's a real sad half an hour for Jimmy on the show.
Because other people were there in the line behind you picking up dresses for weddings.
No, it was a bloke was behind me who I asked for a dollar.
Oh, he said, hey, mate, can you pay for my suit?
Jimmy, you okay? I'm coughing. Thanks, Expedia. There was a guy behind me who was picking up his suit and he was attending a wedding on Saturday.
Yep.
And he was, by that stage, we all heard the rumors that we were going to lockdown and he just went, we've had family come across from Western Australia and stuff for this wedding. And
That's why I think this Tassie couple did the right thing. They just said, stuff it, we're getting married anyway. Which is why I want to ask the question, 131060, did you say, stuff it, let's get married anyway? Did you get married on the spot? You know, maybe it was one of those classic Vegas ones. You know what I mean? When you're out after a few drinks, you're like, stuff it, let's get married.
Ex-Benny's in the studio. I mean, we're just beginning our relationship. We don't know you that well. You ever had a surprise wedding?
I thought you were going to ask me to marry you.
right here and now. Absolutely.
I need the money.
But no, I haven't.
No, okay.
Producer Grace, any surprise weddings?
No, I haven't been to many weddings.
But we could use this opportunity to announce you've picked a date for your wedding.
That's called an ultimatum.
No, it's not an ultimatum. We went out to dinner the other day and we said, well, we could get married on this date. Jimmy brought up that it actually wasn't a great date to get married because other things we have on is, you know, happen then.
Yeah, working. That's a big thing.
No, it's not a weekday.
Wednesday morning.
Jim, we're just giving a round of applause to the Southern Tassie couple who planned for their wedding to be over the weekend. Of course, when they went into lockdown, they went, stuff it, let's get married anyway. And they got married at the rehearsal on Friday, pre-lockdown, at Seven Mile Beach, which I think is absolutely beautiful. Because they were still surrounded by their closest friends, which is the bridal party, and their family. So they managed to do the wedding.
Everyone else you're inviting is just because you have to, isn't it? You know
really?
What I mean?
Ticking boxes, really, aren't you?
If you're not in the bridal party or immediate family,
don't even go.
Yeah. I mean, when producer Grace gets married, because you'll probably be the first. Mm. If we're not on the bridal party, mate.
No, I'm walking you down the aisle. We just had that agreement.
You have been banned from having any role in my wedding.
Why can't I walk you down the aisle?
Because my dad will walk me down the aisle.
Why can't we
actually, both my parents will.
Why can't we MC it?
I might have someone else MC it.
Flower Boys.
Who?
Can we be Flower Boys?
Who?
Who? I don't know. Maybe my friend Nick Kelly or Miss Poppins.
Surely we can be Flower Boys.
No.
Miss so Poppins, we've known you for longer than her.
Mm. You want to keep this job?
No, you can't blackmail him to giving you a role in my wedding.
I think we can. Mate, and I think we just did.
Yeah, that's what happened. So what's the offer?
Guests.
131060 if you'd like to produce for the Jimmy and Nate show.
Can't wait to walk you down the aisle. It'll be so beautiful.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.